Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for a little bit of great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
I wasn't even remotely ready. Here we go. What's going on today?
We have a lovely couple today, David and Megan. David just got his pilot's license,
woo!
So we're excited for him, but we're not sure if Megan is or not.
Oh, looks like David won the coin toss here, so he's going to go first. David?
Yay, everybody.
Yay. Congrats on the accomplishment there. What seems to be the problem?
Thanks so much. Yeah, I worked really hard for this. So, It took me over a year, but I finally got my pilot's license. So I really want to take Megan up and fly her around, but she doesn't want to come with me.
She doesn't want to. That's the quickest. Let's get her in right away. Megan.
Hi.
Yay. That's weird. What's going on? Why do you? We normally let him give a whole side there, but this seems pretty cut and dried. Why do you not want to fly with your man thing there?
Well, I first want to just say I've been very supportive through all of this.
Okay.
Right? He's been gone a lot during the weekends. I've picked up the slack at home. I've been really trying to support him through all of this.
Okay. And you guys are dating, right? I gathered mm-hmm. that you're dating. And not married or anything?
Okay. We're not married, but we live together.
Okay.
Okay.
It has been a sacrifice for you to have him away from you during this process. Okay.
Yeah. Like I've been incredibly supportive, but I just feel like I'm not I really just don't want to fly with him.
Okay. But he passed, right? I mean, you have the certification and everything, or he does, right? So,
yeah. You don't want to take her up on one of your hours flights. You've done your solo. You have a license.
I have a license. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm good. I want her support on this.
You want her support on this. Okay. And Megan, why aren't you being supportive?
I mean, I am being supportive. Like on the ground, I just don't want to fly with him.
Okay. So, what? Can you? I've never felt this awkward doing a great mate debate before because I'm trying to figure out. Like, do you want to say why you don't want to go on the plane? Like, I don't understand why you won't get on a plane with him.
Are you afraid of flying?
No, I'm not afraid of flying at all.
Okay.
But can I? I mean,
go ahead, David.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just, this has been on my mind for a little bit. Like, when we go on a plane, like a commercial plane, you never check to see who the pilot is when we're going on a commercial flight. So why does it matter if I'm the pilot?
She should just jump on a plane with whomever is up there, as long as they have a license.
Okay, well, let me give you this.
Okay.
It just feels weird and nervous that the guy who is flying the plane, I don't know, can't, like, land the clothes in the hamper properly, you know?
Oh.
Can't clean up after your toothpaste, you know? Like, stuff like that. Like, I don't know that guy or gal that's flying the plane.
No, 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 okay. So you're saying his messiness with his dirty clothes might translate to his flying ability? I mean, do you think he's a good driver?
Yeah, he drives a bit too fast for my taste, but I do get in the car with him.
Okay.
I don't, because I do the same, like, when you get on a plane, you don't check to see the pilot's license or anything. You just assume, but I think it's because I assume the airline got it taken care of.
They've done the vetting.
But if I'm getting in the plane with somebody, now it's on me. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out what we have here. So I just want to give the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. Is she genuinely being... I understand Megan's perspective. I have sacrificed. I've not seen you on the weekends. I've let you, like, you've gone and done all these things. You've spent a chunk of our money probably doing this, renting planes, paying for private lessons, blah, 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 blah. That's my support. But is she being unsupportive if she doesn't get on the plane with him for the fruition? Because for me, if I took chef classes, if I took a cooking class,
yeah,
and then at the end, my girlfriend was like, yeah, I'm not going to eat that.
Right. You'd be.
It's like, well, what did I do this for if you're not going to eat it? Like,
yeah, it's been a lot of work. Let's enjoy it.
Yeah, I thought we'd do it together once we're through.
Yeah.
But what's the worst that's going to happen if you eat bad food? You're going to maybe get food poisoning? Like, this is an airplane. I could, like, die.
But Megan,
literally.
What I think I don't understand, and don't take this wrong, do you love David?
Oh, of course I do.
If you think he's that crappy, why are you letting him fly?
You know, it's not that I think he's crappy. Since I see him in the everyday world, he's kind of clumsy. Like, it just makes me nervous. It just makes me
But you
nervous.
Let him, like, fly. He can. If he's going to crash, you're okay with him crashing. You just don't want to be there when it happens.
I guess so. I don't know if it's
Oh my God! You're
okay.
I don't think she's okay with him crashing.
Past everything.
Okay.
I'm trying to see both sides. There are definitely buddies of mine who, no matter what, if they said, "Hey, I got my pilot's license," I'd be like, "No way. I'm not getting in with
T-Hack."
Because
an authority who doesn't care about his fraternity, like, somebody checked him out on a plane. Like, he's,
I know, but it's almost better if I don't know. If I don't know
his
the
license.
Person.
Exactly.
But so just your past is enough. Like, Megan, if he's got his license, somebody smarter than you or me or T-Hack has said he should be allowed to fly. So you can get in a plane with him. You're okay.
Thank you. They didn't check my toothpaste habits or my laundry habits.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, but also, I mean, okay, I know nothing about flying planes, so forgive me. But we all passed the driving test at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
I wouldn't get in a car with you, though.
You drive a little different when the instructor isn't there anymore. You're like, it's like, okay, now I got my license. I know what I'm doing. You're maybe a little more lax. Maybe that's different for pilots. And if you're a pilot, feel free to text in and be upset. I don't.
Here's what we're going to do. So we're going to get a jury for you guys, and we're going to figure it out. Now, normally we kind of force you into doing what the jury has said. It's like, we can't force you to get in a plane with him, Megan. But if enough people say, get over it, he's licensed by the Federal Aviation Administration, I want you to strongly consider it. But David, if everybody says she doesn't have to get on a plane with you, you got to drop it. She's already supported you. Okay.
All right. I'll respect it.
All right. Everybody hang tight. We're going to find you jury members. I understand you. I was going to jump your throat until you said what you just said, and there you are. Right. Obviously we pass our test. We cram, we turn, use our turn signals.
You know what every sign means.
Yes.
And now,
then 6 weeks later, I'm half I got a roadie in the cup holder. I'm driving with my knees, yeah. And like I'm watching the.
I don't want to disparage pilots at all. I'm sure there's way more precautions and everything that they take, but there is something about knowing the person outside of that. Like when you get on a commercial
flight, they're going to be serious in a plane.
But that person is only a pilot to you. They're only a pilot. You know.
I know, but you just take life more seriously when you're doing. It's like I'm an idiot, but if I learn to juggle chainsaws, you got to know I'm not going to be an idiot then.
Oh yeah, true.
Because then I die too. He's not stupid. Maybe yeah. He's a dumb butt
also,
at home.
If your significant other wants to learn how to juggle chainsaws, and you're like, "That's a great idea. I support you all the way," and then they go, "And I want you to be my assistant." Well, we didn't talk about that. Like I did support you. I did.
Just right up until the line where I have to be involved.
Right, because it's like, this isn't my dream. This isn't mine. This is your dream that I supported you.
So has she supported enough, or does she have to do one more thing and take a flight with him? You guys decide. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate between David and Megan. Basically, David has done a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
He got his pilot's license.
Ooh, yeah, nice.
Really, really hard.
Megan has supported him the whole time, let him go to the classes, let him study all the time, mm-hmm. gone for the weekends while he's flying, blah, blah, blah. He's got his license. It's now time, like, babe, let's go fly somewhere. Let's take a flight. Let's fly around. And she's like, no, I'm not. I'm not. You can't get your clothes in the hamper. I'm not getting in a plane with you.
Yeah, which she's not afraid of flying, but I get it. There's something about knowing the person, and if you've seen them not flying a plane, you're kind of like, I don't know that I want you flying my plane. You know? Both metaphorically and literally.
I was against her until this. Here was my thing. The state and the federal people have said David is qualified to fly, mm-hmm. so she should fly with him. But then the state thinks you should be able to drive a car, and I'm not getting in a car with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what? Come on. You
because
don't trust,
even you know you're an idiot.
But I passed. That doesn't have the qualifications.
Don't know how you did.
All right. Well, David, Megan, we've got a few people here for the jury, so we'll you can feel free to jump in with any of them, and let's get started with Margaret. Margaret?
Yes.
What do you think? Whose side are you on?
I am on her side. She can choose to support him in any way she can. It sounds like she's already supported him. I have a kid with a pilot license. I have never driven in the car with him as a drive. He's never driven me anywhere, but I will get in the plane with him. But I also know him, and he's a genius, and so I trust that his flying skills are very good. I'm not so sure about his driving skills, but...
How can you trust him in the more dangerous thing?
It is, in a way. I think that there are a lot more problems with driving and other people driving, but you really only have one person you're worried about in the air, and I think she would be safer in an airplane than in a car with him, but it really is her choice to choose how she feels safe, and if she doesn't want to fly, that's really...
Listen to Megan. I already, like, hey, Megan, it's the first call. Relax. No victory laps just yet.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you, girl.
You're welcome.
We don't. What are we bonding now? What is going on? Let's do.
She gets me.
Kaylee.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
Okay, I was kind of on her side at first. Now I think I've switched a little.
Okay.
Well, I think that you can still be supportive without going up, because my dad and my brother both did this, you know, back in the day, and my mom was terrified of flying, and she never, ever, ever wanted to go up with them. I think it took a lot of convincing for her to finally go up, and I mean, this was years, and so it's my mom, so she obviously loved them. But the problem I kind of had was with the argument of him, you know, he can't put his clothes in the hamper, he can't brush, or, you know, the toothpaste thing. I didn't hear all of it, but... So my son is 13, and he's been...
I'm not flying with him.
Yeah. So he can't get his license yet, obviously, but if he were able to get his license, he would be able to do it. He can do it. Now he's 13 again, and he's an absolute slob. So, I mean, he can't...
But you'd still fly with him, even though he's a slob, and you think Megan should fly with David, even though he's a slob.
Well, I haven't flown with him yet either, so... So, I mean, I am torn. I definitely see both sides of it. I mean, I am actually pretty scared of flying. So it was a very hard decision for me to say, okay, yes, this, I mean, I know this has been his dream forever. He wants to be a pilot.
Forever, so for all 13 years of his life.
Yeah, so for all his 13 years. But I mean, this is what he does. This is what he spends all of his time doing.
Wow.
Is, you know, the all simulator, right. If he's not simulating, he's flying. So I just had a problem. If she's not afraid of flying,
yeah,
I don't
then
know
she's
that
gotta
be the
go.
Excuse for her not going up.
You've lost your free will because you're not afraid of flying.
that's not how it works.
It is kind of. Jolene.
Yes.
Yes. Whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yai.
Yai.
I'm on his side because my husband has a private pilot's license. He got it about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And I was super proud of him getting it. He was spending time. He was going and getting his hours. And it was very impressive. And the first person he wanted to take was me. So I would think that it would be the same for them. You know, he really wants to take his girlfriend. And I was scared, and especially when I saw the plane, it was so tiny, and I was like, no, not this little thing. But it only took one flight for me to be amazed by his abilities and to just be up there seeing everything. Like, it was awesome. It won't take her long.
She should just go up once. And
right, it's special.
Yeah.
Yes, it was so amazing. And I would just sit there and watch him doing his thing and talking to the people he needed to talk to, and I was in awe of it.
Thank you for the call, Jolene.
That's cute.
Megan, it's starting to look like it's... I know it sounds crazy because we all do think you have autonomy over your body, but in this case, you just got to put your body on a plane.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, guys. Sorry. I can't.
What? Why not?
I just cannot. I love you, but
we just...
I don't want to do it. Like, there's some block to me doing it. I don't really know, like, why logically, but the thought makes it just gives me the ick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, David.
Ick. I mean, these callers have all had experience with this, and they went up. You know, it's because you're someone I care about, and I want to share that with you. That's why I did all this.
Well, bottom line is, you won. Which means she should go, but she's still saying no. So can you deal with that?
You know what? I really can't. I was going to respect these results, and now she's not willing to. And you know what, Megan? I wasn't going to say this, but the reason I got my pilot's license and the reason I want you to do this so bad is because I wanted to take you up in a plane and fly with me, and I was going to propose with you while we were doing that. And you know what? If you don't want that, then I don't know what to do. This was all for nothing.
Wow.
I feel so. Oh,
he's gone. He's gone.
You don't have to keep talking. He bailed.
I mean, I'm still not. I'm like not convinced. Still, I don't know. That's cheesy. Like, really?
Oh my God. Here's the thing. You have not hung up, so you're still on the radio. And let's just, everyone, okay. Thanks for playing.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It is time for my favorite part of the show, when we stop thinking about, oh my God, I'm doing the MTV thing.
What do you mean?
We stop being polite.
And start getting real.
Yeah.
We stop talking about ourselves and we do the things that are news. We'll explain this all to Aaron in a second.
I'm so lost.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope.
Aaron's hit.
Is to decide if this is news.
I have been the whole time.
Or no.
Come, come. Just that time, you really hit it. You belted it. I was proud of you.
Thanks.
You were all the way up there. There used to be a show on MTV called The Real World.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was like... This is
the
what
Brothers
happens
Bar
when you
guys
where Brothers Bar
one,
used to be. It's now next to Dierks Bentley. I don't know what they call that thing now.
Riot House.
Riot House. There
oh,
you
right.
go.
Riot House. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. This is
that
what
was
happens
the house
when you
they
get
lived in when they were in Denver. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get eight strangers, six strangers, whatever, living in
I think
a house.
It's eight. Yeah.
And they stop.
Stop being polite. Start being real.
This is the real world. Oh. And I think we could do a thing like that for News or Nope. It's like this is what happens.
I like that.
When we stop being stupid and start telling news. Or no.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Our Slacker Show research team has been working hard. They've noticed a trend in fashion. The shoulder pad is back, no, baby.
Mm. Okay, I saw the pictures. This is not my fault. This is not my generation's fault. You guys, you're exaggerating. We didn't have shoulder pads like that. Like I had jackets really with like, oh my God. Like, are the NFL shoulder pads big?
Yeah.
These are considerably bigger than that.
Really?
No way.
Dude, it looks like supermodels on the runway in Paris or whatever. Like it's stupid.
Is that like the trench coat picture where their head, they look like Gru or something?
Yes.
I feel like that one's not real.
Well, I don't know. That was the headline on the story I saw. It was like, it just looks so dumb.
There's nothing wrong with a shoulder pad, and shoulder pads never left. They're always in a suit jacket, right?
This one that Victoria Beckham is wearing is good.
They have something.
Kind of got this silk. Like, that's
okay. No, you look stupid. You look like a hieroglyph.
No.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they drew the Egyptian hieroglyphs, everybody's got, like, the square shoulders, like, walk like an Egyptian. Bang, 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 bang. That kind of thing?
Yeah.
No. Okay, don't just patronize me. Like, if you don't understand what I'm saying, I can start over. But, like, it's...
You don't like it?
And by the way, dude, if you...
It's got a shape to it. Like, your jacket will hold its shape. You can't, like, crumple it up the same way you can. Just like a rain jacket.
If you happen to catch Tiak at a wedding or a funeral, please tell him to get a new jacket. You're saying yours...
I think there's padding. There's something in there that helps the
suit. When
was
the last time you bought a suit?
Let's see. What decade is it? Okay.
And no to the shoulder pads. Thank you.
I like them.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Slacker Show research team has also been out studying the healthiest cities in America. Did Denver make the list?
Yeah, they
always
do.
We'll find out in 27 minutes. Here's the Benny Hill theme.
I know this song from Chicken Run.
Oh, that's the Benny Hill theme. Anyway, go ahead and tell us. Of course, in a lot of times, Colorado gets two cities in the top.
In like top five.
Sometimes it's FOCO, but most times it's Co-spa.
Not only did Denver made the list, but also in the top 10, coming in at number 7, the healthiest city it had strong performance in fitness and outdoor recreation opportunities, which we all obviously know.
Who's number 1?
Coming in at number 1 on the controversial fittest
it's
cities
not,
rankings.
You cannot combine two things show.
This is real.
Hold on, can I guess?
Mm-hmm.
No. I was going to say like Hawaii. It's always like someplace, you know, where it's like you just got to look money all the time. Because it's like,
well, that's why I was thinking California, but California, well, or
you run
LA or something.
California's,
yeah. Like San Francisco? I don't know.
No. I'm going to stick. It's what's the ranking again? Fittest?
Healthiest city.
Healthiest.
Mm-hmm. I'm staying with Hawaii.
Well, it's city, right?
Honolulu.
Okay.
All right. You are both ridiculously close. Honolulu coming in at number 2.
Ooh.
Number 1, Aaron mentioned it. We're going to give her the win. It's San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
She's won a brand new car.
Okay. Yay. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. These transitions are rough, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really bad. There's a mom who took to TikTok.
Oh my God, Aaron said it. Like, it's the most sincere you've been on this show ever, and it was in a negative connotation.
Yeah. There's a mom on TikTok who is sharing a hack when her kids are being cranky and not listening. She realized her kids won't always listen to her, but her kids will always listen to Bluey. So she was able to change Alexa.
Okay.
The speaker or whatever.
Okay.
So she asks Alexa what Bluey's having for dinner that night. And Alexa happens to say exactly what they're having for dinner.
You can
change the response somehow.
You can hack Alexa and go.
Yeah.
I think, like set up a just like on your phone, you could set up like a keyboard shortcut. If I type this, it'll pop up this.
Oh,
I think
like
you can do
OTW is on the way immediately. Mm-hmm. It just does it for you.
Yeah,
but this
and
is
I think it's the same. Yeah, you could program a question. Like,
and
if
then,
I ask this.
Give
so
this
if you're
response.
Making
this answer,
like broccoli and ham steak and your kid's like, I'm not going to eat that. It's like, well, let's just check what Bluey's having tonight.
Yeah.
He's like, Bluey's having broccoli and ham steak. He's like,
okay, I'll eat it now. Yeah. That's an awesome parenting hack.
A dog would like that dinner, actually.
Well, you know what else you can do with your Alexa? Hmm. You can program it to go, hey, Alexa, listen to the Slacker Show, and it'll just like bring up the Odyssey
app. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Hey, Alexa, listen to the Slacker Show.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri, listen to the Slacker Show.
Do you know how many people hate us right now? Yeah, everyone. Oh, my God. All of ours are like, okay, yeah, just listen to us on the Odyssey app, AUDACY.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some good news as we become a cashless society. Sometimes it's a pain, but we have had a significant drop in children swallowing coins over the last few years because there aren't as many coins laying around. So
it's not that kids are getting smarter.
No. Yeah.
We've just removed the temptation to fire down a quarter.
Yeah. Slacker Show research team has been out there. They've swallowed their fair share of coins, but it is harder to do. So.
Congratulations, society. We're all just dumb.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So there's a story out that says men, what does it say? Men take longer to get over a breakup than women do?
I am looking for it.
Because I think, I love it. We just decide, let's talk about this news story that we all saw, but nobody has in front of them.
Ah, found it.
Okay. Men take, who do you think takes longer? I feel like.
The headline is, are men or women better at dealing with breakups?
Since you don't have the article in front of you either, Tiak, who do you think gets over it quicker?
I would think women get over it quicker. I would think it's easier, generally speaking, it's easier for a woman to find a new man than it is for a man to find a new woman.
But a man can get over it with a new, you know what I'm saying? I think a man, as long as he sleeps with somebody else, he's kind of over it.
Mm.
Whereas a woman, she could quickly sleep with somebody else, but that doesn't get her over it.
I think it depends.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Because that's not filling the void that in the same way.
Whereas a man will at least pretend. It's like, I don't need her.
That's this is what thing, I wanted to do anyway. You're pretending. Anyways. From what I've seen, it's like women kind of have, most of the time, a general idea that the relationship is going to break up. It's not working out.
Because then, why?
I don't know, just intuition.
You're just more perceptive than we are. And we're just like, do-do-do.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
And so the breakup, like emotions hit during the breakup. Like that's when they feel it. But with dudes, it's postponed till later. It's like, oh, I'm free. And then you feel the, like, I don't know what to call it, depression, whatever, the sadness.
It's denial.
Like a couple weeks later.
First.
Yeah. 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 And so at the time where you're feeling that, the female most of the time is like finally getting over it
you're
and starting
on
to
step
thrive
seven,
again. Yeah.
And we don't even start step one till like weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Is that what the story says?
That's just generally what I've seen. The story actually says no evidence of how they, it's
so
like the same.
It's a headline that we, so we're wasting everyone's time by talking about it in general. So you had this other statement that you said that made me very angry.
And I don't remember what it was.
I can tell you what it was.
Oh, good.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna.
Oh, okay.
No. Aaron's statement is this. If you see a man and a woman
break up,
and then a few weeks later, she's getting fit.
Yeah.
She's working.
If she's having a glow up after the breakup, you know, like it was a bad relationship. He did not treat her right. She's working on herself. She's thriving.
That is not true.
And I mean, the same goes for the dude if he is thriving and like
glowing
up.
Can't she just thrive because she was a total B in the relationship and now she's not lying anymore?
Maybe. So yeah, then the
relationship.
Because
you were like, because I'm just going to say that.
It was just a very unhealthy, toxic relationship. Wasn't serving justice. And so they're free.
Basically,
and
I have a wake of women and they've all glown up afterward.
You should
they
look at
I'm
yourself.
Being honest, they don't glow up. Do you think they glow up? Do my exes glow up?
Okay, I was like, are we still talking about your exes?
Yeah. I haven't seen them.
Yeah, I haven't either.
So they're far away from us, so that's, I mean, that's good right there.
They're thriving!
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Y'all want to take a bath together?
Sure.
Sure. Would you take a bath?
Would you want to be closest to the faucet or furthest?
Was that a question? Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Have you taken a bath? Like, have you taken a romantic bath with a boy? Or a girl? I'm not judging.
Shower is yes. I'm trying to remember baths.
I find it so funny the things that people think are like romantic mm-hmm. that aren't. Because everybody's like, oh my God, we're in a hotel and we're putting rose petals on the bed. And you're like, if you've never done it, don't. It sucks. They're just cold pieces of flour that leave red marks on you. If you flop down on a bed of rose petals, you're going to like be stained.
Yeah.
And so is the bed sheet.
Ooh, yeah. That probably looks.
It's not what you want. And like also, hot tub relations, not good.
Baths are kind of, you never quite fit together.
You don't, even with a giant jacuzzi tub.
I want that to be like my solo time.
Does anybody take
just like
bath?
The relaxed time.
Yeah, nobody was assuming
okay.
you were talking
thank you.
Alone time.
Well, I just wanted to make sure because previous subject.
You would have known, Tiak would have It's when he stops talking and starts having like a vowel movement where he's like, Yeah, he was fine. You were fine, right?
Yeah, I was fine.
Okay, yeah. Do you take baths?
yes, but the last few times has only been at TX place.
Okay.
Ah.
We've lost him.
I don't think I've been there when it's happened.
No, it's only while dog sitting.
Her and Ange have gotten, I don't know what's going on.
Here's the reason I'm talking about baths, which I do find it fascinating. Because like it was one of those things, like you have a dope bathtub in your house now.
Thank you.
You have like the current trend of bathtubs, you have it. The weird, what do you call that shape? It's like an ivory bar of soap shape.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it's called.
Kind of curved.
But it's like that stand.
It stands bath. Alone. Yes. Yeah. It's not a claw foot, though.
No, there's no feet on it.
Yeah. It's like what a claw foot would evolve into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's in the middle of a giant shower.
Yeah.
Like, the whole room is a wet room.
A wet room. Exactly. That's what it's called. Yeah. You walk in and, yeah.
So,
but I've never taken a bath in it. I've only gotten
Aaron's taking a bath in your bathtub and you haven't.
Uh-huh. I've only gotten into that tub to clean it after Aaron was in it. No, I'm kidding.
Obviously. She left the blood of the sacrifice in there. Have you taken a bath in my bathtub?
No, I haven't stayed at your house. I haven't stayed the night.
Yeah, but you were there, like you were watching the dogs all day.
Why would I just like take a bath midday?
Aaron, you took my dog. You like shot videos with my dog
and
my
then
truck.
I took her to Red Rocks because that's what you do during the day.
I can just see you. I would not have been surprised to have seen like a TikTok video of you and Moxie and a bottle of Prosecco in my, because I have a.
Do you really? In yours?
Yes.
Oh.
I have a jacuzzi tub. This was like a dream come true for me. Like I've always wanted a house with a, like that.
Yeah. One of my friends had one growing up and it was like, it was awesome.
I've been in it like three times.
Why?
Because it's not, a hot tub, you can sit in there with your friends or whatever, but this is like just a big, stupid tub. And again, there's not enough. It's big. Two of you can get in it, but you can't. And then to Aaron's point, do you both come back here or do you both get up to the... Because you want the faucet super hot, right? But then it's too hot if you're up by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I just think, I don't know that guys really do baths. Is that, to me, it seems boring. It's not like relaxing. It just seems like if I want to relax, I'll watch like a game on the couch or something. Like I don't want to just sit there in water. It but feels like, I don't know, like am I
boiling? Well, the heat, like I like doing it because I have it hot tub temperature.
Okay.
And it just like kind of helps relax my muscles. And I will like read my Kindle, watch Netflix, something else.
I have my toaster up on the thing.
That's the difference. She reads. There it is.
No, I don't have time for that. You do, though.
You're sitting doing nothing. You're just soaking. So might as well.
No.
Take 20 minutes to just be.
I don't want to be with me. Do you know what I mean? Do you want to? You want to get down into your inner dialogue there, Chiak?
No.
I don't want to dig
Turn the volume up.
Okay, the reason we're talking about tubs is the Willis kids, the Demi Moore and Bruce Willis kids.
Mm-hmm.
They,
Rumor Scout and Tallulah.
They take baths together.
Yeah,
and I'm not talking about when they were 2, 4, and 1. I'm talking about now. They get in the bathtub together.
Yeah. Rumor's 36 and Scout and Tallulah are 33 and 31.
And they get in the bath together.
Mm-hmm. I find that odd.
I'm not trying to make it weird so Tiak makes the weird sounds. I'm just saying that I agree with you, which is infrequent, but I like that's.
Yeah, I mean, I took baths with my sister when we were little kids because we would do bath time.
Until you were what?
Maybe 7 and 5.
That feels old.
Or so. I don't know. I mean, my kids do it now.
Did she ever?
They're 5 and 2.
I promise everyone, just relax. I'm not being weird. As soon as she points at his junk, you got to quit.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a thing. Cause like, I just remember I would take showers with my daughter all the time. Like, you know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God, the wedding is in an hour and we all four have to take showers. Like, I'll take this one. You take that one. Go. I mean, you're just like lathering there, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember there was a time when my daughter's just like, Daddy. And I'm like, that. I mean, she doesn't know, but you're just like, now that the differences are there, you just don't want to, like, we were like, okay, from now on, we pair off by you take her, I take him. Like, because then you don't have to. I'm not trying to avoid the discussion.
We've kind of hit that with our son. Like, we would shower kind of as a family sometimes, same thing, like, or in the big wet room, you know, to save time. Yeah. And then it just started to get where my wife was like, I'm going to not shower anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
because
like,
he's just like looking.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick has tried to follow me into the shower, and I'm like, no, bud.
Get in line.
He didn't do it. I thought it was going to be.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time to talk about peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Everybody in here a peanut butter person?
I used to keep a container in my office and just spoon it.
Oh my God. I thought you were in a Ted Lasso and you just, it's
oh,
open
no, I
and
can't
you
do
just
that.
Finger it out.
He does that?
Ted Lasso in the show, he's just got an open jar of peanut butter and whenever he's thinking or whatever, he just walks by and then like when guests come over, he's like tries to hand it to him and they're like, no. You just put your finger in it.
I had a roommate who was like he worked out all the time and was super jacked and he would just sit and eat spoonfuls of peanut butter.
Peanut butter is amazing.
Which felt like, it's like, I don't think that would have the same effect on me if I sat and ate peanut butter.
Why? It's protein.
Yeah, I don't think it would. I don't think it would have. I wouldn't.
What do you think would happen? You're not going to get, he was like get a fat off of peanut butter.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, he's like a thin guy who's like trying to bulk up, or like so I'm like a thick guy trying to slim down. It's like we're on different paths.
I got you.
We can high five each other as we pass each other, but
cross like ships in the night. But are you peanut butter people? Like, are you?
No, I don't think so. I can't do a PB&J, just a regular one. I can't eat it.
What?
If I eat peanut butter, it has to be on toast. I don't know. I don't know why.
Because you want it. I'm gonna say. I was going to be mad at you, but if you still eat it, something about warmed up peanut butter is a game changer.
Have you had a grilled peanut butter and jelly?
Yes.
Yeah, they're really good.
It's unbelievable.
Grilled?
Like,
you can just, like in a...
Like you're making a grilled cheese?
Oh.
But don't put cheese in it.
Okay.
Put peanut butter in it.
Interesting.
It's...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do
it's
you
really
butter...
Good.
You don't even need...
Then do you butter the outside?
You, like, just... You, like, how often do you think about butter?
Well, how do you grill it? Don't you, okay, you need an agent?
I spray paint. Hold on. What?
I have tried. Hack recently was like, you guys need to try this
toast. The salted
toast.
Butter?
The salted jelly toast. The salted jelly double butter toast.
Yes, you're skipping the most important part the argument that I have against him.
I could have like 17 slices of that. It's so good.
Hold on. Let's walk through it just for anybody who missed that day. You toast. Take it out. Butter it.
Let it soak in.
But you don't. So you don't salt the first round of butter.
No.
Nope.
Oh my God. You calm.
What?
You're just like no. Hey! No! Step away from the salt.
Well, who's the expert? All right. Who's the butter guy?
There are people. Yeah, I'm a brain surgeon. Yeah, I know how to fix F1 cars. But you're like, no. Step aside. I know when to put the salt on my butter toast. That's your big thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going, Aaron.
So you
Aaron describing your toast?
No, you can describe your toast.
Right. So you let the butter soak in, another layer of butter.
Critical.
And then
does that one soak in as hard, or is the toast reached a saturation point where it's like, no boss?
No, it still does.
That's how you get it to be kind of like a restaurant, how it's like when they butter stuff and it's like through, it's kind of to the middle of the bread.
Jesus.
You know?
And then I did like a sour cherry like jam.
Ooh.
And then did salt on it. Some like coarse.
Right. So you did the finishing salt or sea salt. Something like.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It was so good.
Yeah.
I left the toaster out. I was like, I'm coming back for you, baby.
Yeah. Look at the joy in his face. Do you know how many people, like King Tubers are going to be sold out of salt and butter.
Good.
Do you use salted butter?
No, we use unsalted. Specifically unsalted.
I don't think
I don't know why. Is that better? I don't know what the
difference
difference
like,
is.
Like, I just, when I need butter, I run to the fridge and I grab the first thing that's there. And whether I'm baking or putting it on my burgers, because I do start like the Blackstone with butter before I put a burger down. I don't know if it's salted or unsalted. I don't think it makes
sense. I don't either.
Because I'm salting whatever else I'm making. So it's like, nobody's ever said, this banana bread tastes unsalted. It's like, shut up. I don't know what I'm supposed to use or whatever.
I'm glad you tried it. You should try it too.
You should.
I bet it'd be good with peanut butter. I bet a little salt on the peanut butter.
Butter is salty.
Yeah, but it's just having those extra just like explosions in your mouth.
And how.
Can we talk about peanut butter though?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
There's a story out and we've taken so much time on TX. Amazing.
And Aaron's. She likes it too.
It's still your fault. Okay. When society as a whole crumbled. No.
It's my slogan.
Here's the thing. In like 6 years, when society's on its last breath and historians are looking back at the tipping point of when we all just became so morbidly Jabba the Hutt obese, they're going to pinpoint this moment of double butter salted toast as the point when society just went, no, we're done. I'm just gonna start wearing sweats.
Not like the big gulps.
Nope.
Or
all that contributed, but the double butter salt toast is the undoing. Is this like the Roman Empire fell? I don't know if you've heard this, but historians have looked back and about the time, I mean, Rome was conquering the world. They just kept adding lands. And then someone in Rome figured out how to make bread more hard on the outside and warm it up. And then somebody was like, what if we put butter and salt on it? And then that's the last we heard of Rome. It was like, within 6 years, gone. Roman Empire, kaput, over.
Well, I'm happy to have left my mark. All right? You got to stand for something.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
Back to peanut butter! Are you chunky or are...
Come on.
Husky. Thought we were talking about peanut butter.
Yeah. Husky is what it says on my pants, but... Chunky is, I've heard that.
Oh my God. This is one of those moments.
Also, who calls peanut butter chunky?
That's what you call it.
It's crunchy.
Don't you call it chunky?
No.
Now I don't know. Now you're making me.
Oh, we're crunchy or creamy?
We're Mandela.
I don't know.
Mandela,
now I don't know. Crunch, chunky. I think crunchy. Okay, I think crunchy.
But so, is there a brand that's chunky or something?
Probably. I don't know.
Chunky. Okay, crunchy. Here's the problem that just happened on our delicious, perfect show. If I had said, asking the two of you which peanut butter type you are, and had looked at Aaron and said, are you chunky? and then looked at you or Creamy, it would have been okay and we would not be off the rails for a fourth time.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked him dead in the eyes and said, "Are you chunky?" And he's like,
"Yeah,
it hurt.
It unlocked a lot of past memories, things I had buried deep down." But we can move past it.
Here's the thing. Crunchy versus smooth peanut butter.
Okay.
We can tell you what it means about your personality. But because we've spent so much time on recipes, we'll have to do it in a couple of minutes.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Did you look it up? Is it crunchy or chunky? Is there such a thing as chunky?
There's like super chunk for Skippy.
Okay, super chunk.
Yeah.
Okay. Heard that nickname.
Yearbook?
Stop. Extra crunchy for Jif, crunchy peanut butter. I think most is crunchy.
Here's the thing. For some reason, I don't remember my childhood. So we're basically figuring out. There's a story out there that's like, what does it mean if you're a crunchy peanut butter eater versus you're a smooth peanut butter eater?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, creamy, not smooth.
It's smooth. That one I'm gonna stand. It's smooth. It's chunky and it's smooth. Crunchy and it's smooth. It's not creamy. Some brands call it creamy, but they're like, our smooth peanut butter is smooth. You saying every brand calls it creamy?
I'm just saying that's the right way.
No, what do the brands... Wow, that was a lot of spit. What do the brands say?
I don't know. Now, you're Mandela affecting me again. I don't remember.
Is it chunky or smooth? Chunky and smooth or crunchy and... Oh my God, I'm having a stroke.
Somebody creamy, put creamy.
I don't know.
Well, this story uses the word smooth, so what do you want from me?
All right. Carry on.
49% of America prefers it smooth.
Mm.
Really? That's worse, that split? I feel like I never even see the crunchy peanut butter like in the store.
No, it's not really that split because only 29% prefers crunchy. And then the rest are just like, I don't know, peanut butter is peanut butter. I don't care. If there's peanut butter, you have to care.
Yeah, how do you not care?
I mean, I have a preference, but I love peanut butter. I'll eat all of it.
You're about to make a sandwich. You've got grape jelly sitting there and peanut butter. And then you've got Wonder Bread. So we're going back to early childhood. This is a devoid of nutritional value sandwich other than the slight amount of protein in the peanut butter. If that's, say the word, chunk, crunchy.
Crunchy.
Oh my God, why can't I can't get over chunky.
You look at me and you want to say chunky. It's the only word.
Well, I can't call it badass peanut butter.
Oh my God. You apologize to him right now. That was too far.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm so sorry, man. You're not even fat. That's what makes me so mad. Is like,
I remember doing stand-up for the first time, and I had so many jokes about me being fat, and I got off stage, and my friend was like, "Hey,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? You're not that." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm not. I just think I'm really fat.
You're not fat at
I feel
all.
Very fat."
But like, all the you time. Punch yourself about it. So you've like enabled me to punch you about it.
No, so obviously he has insecurities that you are being a d-quad about.
All right. I'm sorry, T-Hack.
It's fine.
My God.
Right.
Okay. Wonder Bread, Welch's Grape. Now, if I'm describing anything you don't want in your head, you can excuse yourself from the studio right now.
Mm.
Are we good so far?
Yeah.
I have to toast the bread. I can't do it. I can't. It's too.
Then how are you going to get away from your butter and salt?
The way it goes in your mouth, just stuck on your
would you
roof
able,
of your mouth.
Is that all bread in general or just Wonder Bread?
Yeah, even like a turkey sandwich. If it's on a hoagie bun, I'm fine. But if it's on a sandwich, I gotta toast it.
Hmm.
I gotta.
Do you remember what I said? Like, if you're not cool with the ingredients that I have here, you can remove yourself from the studio.
I can't unwedge myself from my chair.
It's got wheels on the bottom. This room is so bad for self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. My point is, you got the grape jelly, you got the Wonder Bread. If that's chunky peanut butter, we're all leaving the room. You can't. One... That chunky is going to, crunchy is going to ruin that bread. You're never going to be able to spread it. You're like, you're just like, you're just, the bread is just like, and it's balling up. It's like it's being chewed before it's anywhere near your mouth.
Yes. Okay. That's a good way to put
it's
it.
It's been forever since I've had Wonder Bread. So,
but any soft bread, I get the Sara Lee like Delightfuls or whatever, and it's pretty soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still like, it holds together.
Crunchy's hard to spread, in my opinion. Mm. And the other thing that I want to say is, I did this on purpose. I did grape jelly.
Yeah.
In that case, those two do go together.
No.
Yes.
Grape goes with creamy. Strawberry goes with crunchy.
You couldn't possibly be more dumb than you are right now.
At least I'm not mean.
Listen, or fat. Just wait.
Yeah.
Or an idiot.
Listen. Okay. Grape jelly. Let's describe it. What is it?
Grape.
Smooth. Creamy. Okay. So you've already got the smooth covered on your sandwich. So you need chunky.
But what I do is I like mix it around. I take my knife because it all just kind of melts into each other. Because when I put it on toast, I guess, and I like take my knife and I marble it.
What kind of communist are you? What are you doing?
No, that way I get, it's like staying secure and I get peanut butter and jelly in both bites or in each bite.
Don't. No, because if you use strawberry, it's got chunks in it, right?
Like little ones.
But it's still got chunks in it.
It doesn't count because it's still like a gelatinous consistency.
I know it's mostly gelatinous, but it's like if you've got chunks in your jelly, you don't want chunks in your peanut butter. So you go smooth and chunk. Or
no, you want smooth, extra chunks chunk because smooth. You have chunks in the peanut butter. You need to balance out the chunks.
Can you have too many chunks? Is that
what we're getting at? There's one too many on this show.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have a story of one of the most unconventional fights you're ever going to hear that it's got unseasoned chicken, bug spray, guns, knives.
Okay.
Sounds like a party.
It's going to be a party.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a story about how walking your dog can be a very scary thing.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in New Zealand.
Arnar.
Clear. Nar. She was walking her dog.
Heck, I don't see you jumping in on the accent train over there.
Raise up.
But that's Australian. Life. That's not New Zealand. New Zealand's more subtle. Yeah. You did not watch Flight of the Conchords.
They're the
same. My favorite
They're
show.
Close.
They're the same.
It's more subtle. Brit. Like Brett is Brit. Come on, Brit.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
All right, Brit. Yeah, you're right.
It's just a little
But still
Brit.
Like Dingba. Dingba.
Dingba.
We're hearing Dingba. Arnar. All right, this is all we got. Well, we're out of time. Those were all the stupid people we could find. Oh, sorry. Keep going.
Anyway, a woman in New Zealand was walking her dog on the beach when she stumbled upon a headless corpse.
What?
Oh.
Quite the blunder.
Oh, my God.
Down under. She said she saw the torso, fingernails, toenails. She immediately called the police and said that she felt so sick.
Arnar.
They arrived to the scene and realized it wasn't actually a real human torso.
Oh.
It was just a discarded relations doll.
Oh. Wow. Very.
No. No.
Hold
bad.
Up.
It's that lifeline.
Yes, they
Who's
are
booking
now.
Booking the flight? Just me?
Well, it took three police officers to drag her out because of like the water logging or something.
Oh.
But yeah, so.
Okay.
I'm going to be checking the New Zealand Lost and Found Police Department page. I don't have time to tell my story. Mine happened in South Carolina. Apparently, police were eventually called. It started because some chicken in the home was not seasoned properly. Then one guy called another guy a dumb dog. Then they started shoving. The fighting ensued.
Oh, God.
One guy went and got a gun and fired it into the air.
Ooh.
Then Nana got involved. She got
Nana, no.
Would a dumb dog do this?
Nana got a knife out.
Oh, God.
Then the waylay continued. There's a lot of damage going on in the house. She's got a knife. Somebody's got Raid bug spray.
They're just grabbing
on anything they can find.
Yeah, what a dumb guy thing, Ray. Bugs Ray's a weapon. You riddle me this. Arnar.
Yeah, everyone's in jail. That's okay. All I'm saying. There's really no more to my story other than...
Oh, no. Who ate the chicken?
No, it wasn't season. These were all these stupid people we could find. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.